Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Oh, get us away from this snow. Rob Blows is here with BSC Vacation Blows and Stewart Travel. Good to see you, Rob.
Good morning.
We got the calm before the snow, before the storm,
yeah.
With a snowfall warning in effect. So I imagine, yeah, that we're thinking of just getaways. Get us out of here.
I think everyone's had enough, right?
Where are we going to put the snow?
But there's this never ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, lots of people are just coming in, just saying, please, just get me away from this place. So
so if they're walking in and saying that, what would you recommend off the top?
Yeah, you know, it really depends on sort of how soon they want to go and
sure.
what their budgets. So we'll sit down and ask questions, you know, where have you been before? What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it? And try and, you know, if they want to go someplace different. A lot of people like to go back to the same place over and over because they're comfortable with it and they're happy with it. But we'll sit down and discuss some options for sure.
All right. Well, there is lots of options and details of a new tour coming up in June. Let's talk summertime.
Yeah. So we have, this is a tour. It's coming up early June and it's Prince Edward Island and the Magdalen Islands. So places that people maybe do, well, Magdalen Islands, a lot of people haven't been to, but we're doing it's a 1 week tour, it's 8 days actually. So an option for people that want to stay in Canada. A nice option. So we're flying into Moncton and then home from Charlottetown.
Okay, and Prince Edward Island, that stretch of the country is simply gorgeous.
Oh. Yeah, beautiful. And everyone loves PEI. And then we're going to go visit Magdalen Islands, get that, a little bit of French Canadian, and just an out of the way place that's not the easiest to get to.
Yeah,
and spend a couple of days there touring around as well.
All right, so details on that tour are now available.
They are available now. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So drop by on Wellington Street and get details on that. And again, we've been talking about, you know, with this, that, and the other thing in the news, not to go into all of that, but folks are thinking of either staying kind of home, or at least maybe touring Canada, or still touring Europe, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So Canada is expecting a pretty strong summer domestically now because of all the rumblings at the border with the U.S. People, and the exchange rate is not favorable either, right? So they're thinking, well, maybe I'll stay in Canada, or maybe instead of going to Florida, I will go to Mexico or Jamaica or something in the Caribbean. So there's a lot of options. Europe is going to have a strong year again this year. Our dollar's not the greatest against the euro either, or the pound, but I think people are just really thinking they don't want to go to the U.S. right now. Not everybody, but there's definitely a growing sentiment against that.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on your situation, so much to explore in
there's
Canada.
There's a lot of options in Canada. There's a lot of options in Europe and affordable options. So it's not that, you know, don't let the exchange rate totally scare you, because you can prepay a lot of things in Canadian and have a great vacation in Europe.
With things like cruises and things like that,
yeah,
too.
Cruises, yeah. Or we've got tours where they'll, you know, you can travel by train, motor coach. There's all kinds of options. So it's not unaffordable just because of the exchange rate. There's still a lot of really good value out there.
Yeah, and that's the beauty. There's always lots of options. And again, the great people with BST Vacation, Blows and Stewart Travel can take you through all of the options, all the great packages available. But speaking of Europe, particularly in the UK, let's remind folks about the UK visa that is required for travel there that has caught a few people unprepared or off guard, if you will.
Yeah. It is new. It came into effect the 8th of January. So it's just an online, you can actually do it on your phone. It's actually that simple. And I believe it's £10. And but you must have that to enter the UK. You can't board your flight without it. So it only take you 10 minutes to complete. And it's just to speed up immigration on the other side.
Oh, basically. For sure.
Yeah, and then the European Union is going to have their own version of that come out later this year. No date set yet. They keep saying it's coming, but that's been for, 4 years.
Yeah.
But they're definitely saying later this year, probably, I'm thinking end of summer maybe, but we'll get some notice on that. If you're booked, we'll we'll be sending people notices or calling you or whatever. But if you have questions, just let us know.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. When you're booking through a travel agent like BST Vacation Blows and Stewart Travel, those updates, those reminders, if something changes, you get the notification on
Right, and something like that, it's a pretty big deal. So we'll put it on our social media channels, and we come out with a newsletter once a month or something like that. But it's usually on our social media channel, so you can just follow us, and we're on all of the channels.
All right, perfect. Anything else on the go before we let you go, or things that people need to keep in mind?
Well, this is the time of year. March break's coming up. Easter's coming up. Check your passport. Make sure it's valid, because that's it can be a bit of a hassle to get your passport still. It's just, you can get it quickly if you have to, but you don't want to pressure yourself. And then also remember to buy insurance. Medical insurance, cancellation insurance, very important. So give us a call. We can do a quick quote over the phone, but make sure you don't leave the province without something.
There you go. Lots happening with BST Vacation, Blows and Stewart Travel. You can always drop by the office at Wellington Street in beautiful downtown Stratford. And Rob, at least our Montreal Canadiens have some break now to regroup.
Well, they're not playing, so they can't lose this week.
Rob, thanks again.